A mass brawl led to a Dublin beach being evacuated by Gardaí yesterday evening. Bottles and punches were thrown, and it's reported the incident involved teenagers at Burrow Beach in Sutton. No arrests were made and Garda inquiries are still happening. Joining us now is local Labour councillor Breen McDonagh. Councillor McDonagh, before we talk about the incident, can you tell us about the beach? Is it used much by locals?
Yeah, it is. And I was just listening to your earlier article. Like, I'm a former lifeguard myself. And like, we actually resource for 45 lifeguards for Fingal, even though the target is 35 for safety. But Burrow Beach is one of those beaches that we have lifeguards on. And it's a beautiful stretch of beach. It is between Sutton Golf Club and around by Hoth. But we have had increasing problems over the last few years that can be put down to two main issues, and they're overcrowding. So there's been instances where people have been blocked in and also having difficulties of access for emergency services.
But and antisocial behaviour, does it happen regularly?
Antisocial behaviour is the second main one, and that's predominantly related to alcohol. Alcohol on the beaches. We have bylaws preventing alcohol, and I think what we need is aggressive seizure of alcohol on beaches. Now, I'm not normally puritanical, but unfortunately it's got to a stage where on any of our beaches, and these, you know, it looked like a mass brawl there yesterday. You know, this can and does happen, unfortunately, every year in a different location.
What are you calling for?
So there's two main things, and they are that we would have an increased presence from the Gardaí, but also have them proactively seizing alcohol. We know that this has worked before. It's worked in Port Marnock. And to ensure that on those very busy days, I mean, that beach was overcrowded, that we try and have a mechanism where there are more guards there and that they're policing it as if it was an event of a similar size. So, I saw it from the video, but consistently, I think if you had a concert or a street festival or something with that many people, you would have dedicated Garda resource to it. Now, I know the Gardaí have been proactive. We have been working with them, and it seems reasonable. The response seemed reasonably quick.
And certainly we have a statement from Gardaí this morning saying Gardaí from the Raheny district will continue to conduct high visibility patrols in the area across the summer months as part of Operation Irene. Is that enough?
Look, you know, I don't know enough about the specifics to be turned around and say they should have done X, Y. I'm not second-guessing policing on it. But I do know that on Port Marnock and on Burrow Beach and on other beaches, we have a proliferation. It sort of gradually starts with people drinking on the beach. And that starts off as maybe me thinking, oh, it's fine, I'm able to have a glass of wine. But we need to have a position where people don't bring alcohol to the beach because they know that it'll be seized.
Labour councillor Breen McDonagh will have to leave it there. Thanks for joining us this morning on Morning Ireland. The time now is 8:32.